Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, it is March the 22nd, 2019, as we are continuing kicking off March Madness from small businesses on their marketing campaigns that we're putting together, and also giving you guys tools and tips to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. Well, I'm super excited, ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear my voice. I am super excited for today. Today is a beautiful, sunny afternoon in Houston, Texas, and it is a great day for us to continue on our growth series as we continue March Madness, as we close out this month, the first quarter, the month of March. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to have three more quarters left. So now that we went through our first quarter, or going to the first quarter, what have you accomplished so far in the first 90 days? What is your business looking like right now? Are you satisfied with your results, or are you needing to tweak some things and do some things a little different than what you've done before? Guys, if you're not getting the results that you're looking at each and every day, each and every week, it is time for you to really start back the clock and tweak some things and basically review what is you need to be doing to get to the next level. What are you doing right now? What team do you have built around you that's helping you grow? Or what people you have around you that's not helping you grow? You're going to have to assess these things, ladies and gentlemen, in order for you to be successful today. And it's all about building your network, making sure that you have all the tools in place that you can build strategic relationships everywhere you go. It's all about building, ladies and gentlemen. I keep utilizing this word brand and building your network and building up your customer base and building up your revenue. Look at all these build words that I'm putting in here. You're going to be needing to really stay focused and make sure that you have an organization, a system in place, which saves yourself time, energy, and money to build a successful network, organization, business, whatever you want to call it today. You want to continue to grow. That's the most important commodity on the planet is growth. Where are you growing and where are you not growing? Where do you need to grow? Are you studying? Are you learning as you're earning? And are you putting in key people that are smarter than yourself in place to help you build your network? What are you doing right now? What are you putting together this weekend? And what do you got going on for the new week as we close out the month of March? These are questions, ladies and gentlemen, that you must answer yourselves on a regular basis. If you don't have the right team in place, well, team, every we have to get a good team in order for us to win championships, in order for us to win, period. We have to have a good team. Together, everyone achieves more. So if we have a great team in place and we put together a solid idea, a campaign behind it, understanding the five P's of marketing, then we will begin to move like never before. Building momentum in your business, ladies and gentlemen, is what you want to do right now. Building momentum, March Madness, marketing, guerrilla marketing, taking no for an answer, being more aggressive in your approach when it comes to getting the things that you want done. Are you out meeting people on a regular, consistent, daily basis? Well, who are you meeting with face-to-face? Are you utilizing just the online campaigns, or are you utilizing the face-to-face campaigns? There's two types of campaigns that you need to be running in your network, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not doing the online campaigns, that's one thing. But your face-to-face campaigns need to be done regularly. What do I mean by that, Ed, face-to-face campaigns? Well, you have to start meeting people, introducing yourself, letting them know exactly who you are and what you're about and what you have to offer in the marketplace. Face-to-face campaigns is always going to be a driving force to getting you the people in connection with what you do. It's all about connecting the dots. And are we building strategic relationships with people? Marketing campaigns is not just done just over the internet or just by marketing materials that you give. You have to have people to put it in people's hands face-to-face so that way they can know exactly what it is you do. Key to success, ladies and gentlemen, are you doing your face-to-face campaigns regularly? Are you the one being out there or you have representatives representing your brand out there doing face-to-face campaigns? If that answer is no, guess what? You're not going to make it too far. You can only go so far with the social media. But, again, videos. Do you have a video presentation, video information on your website? Again, as a web designer, as a marketing guru myself, these are the things that I'm asking my clients on a regular, consistent basis. And we're going to be continuing doing this because this is where the trends are taking us, ladies and gentlemen. If you follow the trend, you can see exactly where everything is going. But you have to be the one to be unique and different from what everybody else is doing. And you want to capture a target market fast. In order to do that, you have to put something in place for them to get it so that way they can say, oh, this is what he's talking about, or this is what they're representing. Guys, this is going to be a great opportunity today. I'm super excited. We got a marketing campaigns that we're putting together right now for London J Extensions, hair extensions, and also London J Distinguished Beard Care for our new entrepreneur lady, Miss Donisha Ardua, who is basically out of Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm super excited about her products and that she's actually doing right now in the marketplace. We have created their website for the London J Distinguished Beard Care products for men, which I'm super excited about that, and also for her London J hair extensions that she's also had put together for the women. So she has something for both groups, men and women, and she's also put together a nice marketing brand campaign that she's putting together for this, and we're helping her with that by promoting it here on this show. So if you want to learn more about her products, you can always go to, for the men care products, you can go to www.ljdistinguishedbeardcare.com. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is going to be something you can give your significant other, your male factors, something who have I call it the Moses beards or the big beards, who want to keep it groomed, keep it fresh, keep it tight. You can go to her website and order right now. It's a great opportunity for you to hone in on a new entrepreneur here in the marketplace in Texas that is really expanding her market right now. And this is what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. You want to continue to showcase that. We're on social media. You can go to Facebook and look up London J Distinguished Beard Care and also London J Hair Extensions on Facebook. She's also there as well. And also on Twitter and also LinkedIn. So these are some social sites that you can go to learn more or get more information and talk directly with the owners. Now, most of the times when you're dealing with small businesses, business owners are very hard to keep up with or get in contact with on most levels. But startups or companies that are just getting started and they want to kind of get out there, you can be introduced to the CEO or the owner of the company and basically learn more. And so we'll have her on the show next week. So she can describe and talk more about her London J brand. And it is so cool that to see more women getting into business for themselves, as well as the men, but more of the women now are getting into business for themselves and growing their business on a regular, consistent basis. So this is what you want to continue to look at, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to building your network, building your brand, and making sure that you have everything possible to grow your network. It's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all about making sure that you do everything possible to keep and maintain and sustain your business. And if you want to do this successfully, you have to be continue learning, continue earning, and continue to listen to what the public is saying. If you listen to your customers and they give you feedback on the products and services that you're providing in the marketplace, and you tweak what is in demand and what they're looking for, and you tailor fitting it for them, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You have a now bigger, stronger network, because guess what? I use my customers as my runners. They're the ones who share the information of what I do. And that's what you want to do as well. Again, that's understanding the 5 P's of marketing too as well. If you don't understand that, you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. It's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. Again, I say this religiously because I want entrepreneurs, startups, new business owners to get this, because this is where you're going to start to learn as you earn and build a successful network. We are in the building mode more than we are in the email mode that's out there. So with that being said, this is a great opportunity for you to really grow like never before your network. And the more you grow your network, the stronger you get. But it's also about branding your business, branding the name, making it become a household name as well. So you have many levels, ladies and gentlemen, to get to as an entrepreneur. It's not just the fact that you have a business, you have products, you have a service that you're providing in the marketplace, but it's also about the relationships that you build along the way, the people that you impact with your product and service, and also your personal effects that you give by doing face-to-face campaigns. Believe me, if it was up to everybody to just think that they can just be a ghost and just whip a wand and just say, hey, I want to be this, I want to be that, we would have done it by now. But because there are unique steps, there's a system in place, ladies and gentlemen. It's always going to be a system. You're going to be a part of somebody's network, whether you want to or not. So why don't you create your own network to build up your net worth, so that way you can do what everybody else is doing. The beaches of the world was not just made for the rich and the wealthy, but for whoever want to go. So these are opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't want to miss out, that you want to continue to grow, and you want to continue to stand still. And I mean that by that standing still is that you want to look and listen and see exactly what everybody else is doing and do the opposite. You see, observe the masses, do the opposite. Be unique, be different, be bold at the same time too, by the way, because this is how you're going to really grow. And people will look for new things versus the common thing that everybody's being flooded with right now. Look on TV, look at radio, look at how internet radio is now taking storm. Internet is gone further and beyond the norm. We stream now. No one by watching local channels anymore. Everybody's streaming. Well, that's internet-based. You got to have Wi-Fi to do that. And guess what? If you got Wi-Fi at home, you're good. So these are things you can start doing and creating, ladies and gentlemen. All the information is there. All you have to do is basically based on your gifts and talents and what you have a passion for and what you want to accomplish in this life, this year, 2019, you have to pursue it. The pursuit of happiness is only given to those who actually go out and pursue happiness. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything that you can possible to grow, to build, to continue to network, face-to-face campaigns, as well as your social media campaigns that you put together or internet campaigns. If your website is not interactive, ladies and gentlemen, you're missing out on what could be given to you right now. What I mean by that? Well, people can basically schedule an appointment with me directly off my website. All they have to do is go to www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and they can schedule an appointment, which, of course, hits in my email and then sends a text to my phone. While I'm on the go, I can get that message right away, real time, interactive website. Videos on websites are great now. If you have a videographer or somebody who do videos, you can do your own commercial. You can do your own introductions to the product or two, the campaigns that you're running promotional-wise, so that customers will begin to understand exactly what it is you have. And then they can purchase and click buy now. You want instamatic results is what you want to get, not the long-term, old-fashioned way of getting results. You want to get it now. And in order to get the results now, you have to act now. Put a sense of urgency into your business, into your brand, into your network, so that way people start acting now. Get it now, as you always hear that term. So these are opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, for you to maximize the moment for growth, for building, to be as a wise master builder, so that way when people come to you, they know exactly what you're about, what your brand is about, what your products are about, and what you are about as an individual. Now to get a chance to tap into the individual person behind the brand, behind the marketing, behind the product. So that way they can say, wow, this is a cool person. This is a person I want to connect with. Notice now it's all about relationships. I love storytelling. One of the best marketing campaigns you can ever put together in your business is a story about you. How did you get from point A to point B to point C? So when they relate to you, it's relationship marketing basically is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You can basically share this, and guess what? They'll all jump in and say, oh, wow, that's cool. I can relate to that. Exactly. And so here at GTE Professional Network Radio, our tools and tips are simple. We're keeping it simple so that way you can grow. And keep that in mind about growth. Most important commodity on the planet to me is growth. I'm not worried about anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, we have over 340 million people in the United States. Do you think we're going to be worried about one or two people? I don't think so. 1% is all you need, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace to be successful. 1%. How do I get to that 1%? What are my marketing campaigns sharing with me? What am I doing daily? Am I studying? Am I feeding myself daily? Am I putting money back into my business? Am I understanding my finances? The monies that I generate, what am I doing with those monies? The profits that I'm making, what I'm doing with my profits? Am I putting the profits back, or am I spending my profits? Or am I wasting my profits on unnecessary things that don't matter? Ladies and gentlemen, decisions are decisions are decisions. We'll make it or break it for us, but it will put us in the catbird seat if we do it right. And again, you have to be the fact of the matter. If you're not that smart, which a lot of us are not all smart, but we have smart people working with us. And that's what most entrepreneurs and CEOs of companies do. They hire the smartest people, the sharpest people on the planet, to have them to work, put them in charge, and let them do their magic. You don't have to do it all. You can't do it all. You're not an island. So it's no sense of you trying as a small business owner, entrepreneur, or a startup company to go out and try to build a world by yourself. You can't do it. Only God did that in 7 days. And we're not him. So we need help. We need to connect with the right group of people who are on the same level on our thinking, on us and above, and help build. I want everybody to think about building for the rest of this year, 2019, becoming a wise master builder, understanding what it takes to build a business, to build yourself, and to build your brand, and to build those around you. John Maxwell really did a great job with his book, Developing the Leaders Around You and Developing the Leader Within You. But it's all about building, and people have to give you permission to help them. Remember that well. People have to give you permission to help them. Can't help everybody. Can't save everybody. But you can build. And when you start building and building strong, guess what? Everybody else will build along with you. So I'm super excited about this opportunity in reference to my contacts and my clients and all people that we've been able to help down through the years. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, believe it or not, we've been doing this radio show since 2012. Here it is, 7 years later, we're here. My web design and marketing business we've been doing for the past 11 years. And here we are, still here. and we're still helping as many entrepreneurs as possible across this country. And it's all about giving you guys the access so that way you can add to your repertoire of things that you may not have thought about that can help you build. And that's the mode that we all should be in today, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about how we build and what we're building with. The foundation is already laid. Now it's time and putting the right tools in place so we can use to build with, and then using the right materials to build. How is your financial stability? How are you with money? How are you with customers? If you're not, guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not giving great customer service, you're losing out again. How are you with your returns? How are you with your policies? How are you when it comes to customers not satisfied with the product or the service that you're providing? How are you addressing those? All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, is what it takes to build a network. And if you don't take the time and the patience to do it the right way, then you're not going to be here long. That's just the honest to God truth on that. And let's just keep it real. How would you be treated if somebody sucked you out of something or didn't give you the right attention that you needed to get to learn about a product that the company was providing? And they just brushed you off. You feel kind of, well, okay, they don't care. I'm going to move on. So you have to start looking at it, ladies and gentlemen. How would you feel? Put yourself in their shoes. Again, relationship marketing is the key. Building, growing, key. All these keys, ladies and gentlemen, we have to unlock these doors, but we have to have the right keys to unlock these doors with. And the keys to success is simple. Keep it real. Be diligent. Be an overcomer. And continue to grow and continue to build and help as many people as you can as you help yourself. That's really what business is all about. I'm basically satisfying three things in the marketplace as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, is what people want, need, and can afford. I'm satisfying three things is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful. Again, let's go back. There's over 340 million people in the United States. 1%. All you need is 1%. How do I get to that? You see all this information being flooded through social media, but where are the face-to-face campaigns that you guys are doing personally? Look at the politics. You have to see a candidate that's running for whatever office is out there. They have to do face-to-face campaigns. They have to do meetings. They have to do meet and greets. But where is your meet and greet as an entrepreneur, as a new business owner? We ain't out here just, we're not secret agents. So we have to be able to get out here and meet the people, the general public, in your community where you are doing the business in. It's a wonder. I hear entrepreneurs and business owners talk all the time, hey, when the last time you've been out to meet people about your product or business? When have you shared anything with anybody? Well, it's been a while. Well, you're not in business. You see what I'm saying? So you have to do the face-to-face campaigns. It's going to be a level, and I'm super excited about this opportunity that I've been able to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, taking this time to listen to us here at GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, we're going to have our special guest with London J. Extensive and London J. Distinguished Beard Care Products. Ms. Donisha Adioli will be on our show. It's going to be a great opportunity. And thank you again. This is from my brother Les Brown. It's been a pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. And I want you guys to continue to grow, continue to build, and continue, ladies and gentlemen, to keep the dream.